Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Tiffany. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Excited.
I'm so excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Tiffany Patterson. I am the author of close to 40 romance books. This might sound horrible, but I kind of forget how many I have.
Yeah.
I love romance. I love the genre. I've been writing, published since 2015. I've been reading for way longer than a decade. Yeah.
So what led you to start writing? Like, what was like the, what made you to decide, you know what, I should write some romance?
Yeah. So honestly, I was like at a low point in my life. I was like in between careers, didn't know what I wanted to do. I had these degrees and I wasn't sure I wanted to pursue a degree in a career in finance. And I took up reading romance again, which I had stopped reading for a few years. Mm-hmm. But I had been an avid reader of it a few years prior. And I started just like, you know, us romance readers are, we like binge read, right? And so I just like fell into the world of romance again. And I remembered how much I loved it and, you know, took me to a new place. And the idea of writing kind of sparked again. I had always off and on for years had the idea of writing a book, but I just didn't know what the topic would be. And once I started reading again, I was like, I know it's going to be romance. Like that is my genre. And then I came across back in, I want to say 2014, I came across a documentary of burlesque dancers in New York City. And it was only like 20 minutes and it was like on YouTube. But it was like so interesting. And that's when the idea to I was reading a lot of alpha male billionaire romance. And I was like, what would it be like if this like type of possessive hero fell in love with a woman who was a burlesque dancer part-time, you know? And so that is how my first book series was born.
I love this. I actually did burlesque in New York City in the 2010s.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was going through eating disorder recovery. And, you mm-hmm. know, there's no such thing as, like, an eating disorder recovery. Like, you do this, and, like, stuff like that. So you kind of have to, you throw spaghetti to the wall and do different things. And I found myself found a Groupon to take burlesque bikini boot camp. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. So I took this class, and I was like, the teacher had, like, you know, like, burlesque is, like, they don't have perfect bodies or not, like, you know. It's like, you accept your body yourself. And I remember going to the class and seeing the teacher, and I was like, I want what she's having. And so I followed her around and took classes and did a performance, invited all my friends and family. They were very proud of me.
That's awesome. And so, that's kind of like my heroine's story. She didn't have an eating disorder, but she had like had a terrible relationship.
Yeah.
And he like beat down her self-esteem. She was plus size. And her best friend, who had already been doing classes, signed her up for classes as a way to like heal after the breakup. Yeah. And so that's like the beginning of her story.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those experiences. I was like, yeah, I done for that.
Like, yeah. Really? It's so awesome.
Yeah. So let's chat about Trust Me. What is the elevator pitch? And let's talk about the series. Like, what can we expect readers to expect from the series?
So Trust Me is book one in a second generation series. So the parents of the MC in this story are actually my most popular book, Aaron's Patients. And so this is a billionaire, possessive, slightly dark. I just kind of had the realization that I write dark romance, not extremely dark, but darker. It's not, definitely not a rom-com. So the elevator pitch would be like, what happens when the cutthroat billionaire finds out that the woman he's falling for is actually a spy, or, you know, was sent to betray him. And the answer is he blackmails her into a marriage, right? So forced proximity, billionaire. She's the caretaker of an 11-year-old niece. And of course, he like falls head over heels for both of them. Because I like to have my guys hard on the outside, but like all mushy and lovey-dovey on the inside. So
I love this. And so you mentioned this is second generation. So for readers who are looking for your backlist, they can go back to the original series. Any other backlist titles that you're like, you know, you should definitely check out, you know, from my
all of them. You know? Yeah. I would say Aaron's Patience. That's my most popular book. And that is book one in the series. It's four brothers. So Aaron's Patience, Meant to Be, Four Keeps, Until My Last Breath. That's their parent story. And then their actual older brother is part of my firefighter series. His book is Carter's Flame. So I have all of my like books are intertwined, even series. There's like overlap and loops and stuff.
So how do you keep straight your universe, you know?
That is a good question. I'm still trying to figure out. Yeah, I've had to lean in to help and like ask to have like book Bibles made for me. So I was like, I forget, you know, five books ago, like what was this character's height, right? Like what was his profession or things like that. So I'm actually having to do a lot of that now because this is the second generation, obviously. And so their parents of these characters I'm writing now are very beloved amongst my readers. And so, of course, I don't want to do anything to step on the toes of the characters that, you know, my readers already love.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a process. Like when you decide you're like, I love this universe, the readers love this universe. Oh my gosh. I need to keep straight all these details.
Yes. Yeah. It's so confusing, especially like when it comes to ages. I think that's the one because, this character that I, from Trust Me, Kyle, he's like the oldest male sibling of five kids, right? And that's just his parents, but he has a twin sister. But like I said, he's his father is one of four. And so all of them had like three or four kids. So it's total of like 15. I was creating the family tree a couple weeks ago. It's at the back of the book with the title names and of the previous books and everything. And I was like, how old are they? Like, he has to be 5 years older than him and he wasn't born yet. And how old would he be in this book? I'm like, why am I doing math? I'm a writer.
Oh my God. Awesome. So let's talk about your reading. You mentioned you read romance. What kind of books do you read and what right now? And do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So typically I kind of like to read what I write. So I tend to write darker. And so I like to read darker romance. So I'm a huge fan of Theodora Taylor. Like anything she could write the phone book and I'm like, well, I'm getting it one click. She's a fave of mine. There's some, because I'm an author and promoting my work, I've been on TikTok. And so just authors I had never heard of, I'm coming across. H.D. Carlton, I actually picked up her book. I haven't started yet. Like she's a lot darker than mine, I think, but something like that. Blue Sapphire is another favorite of mine. Her books aren't necessarily dark, but they are romantic suspense. Who else? I'm always like, I have like one to two names, but I read so much. I can't even, but I blank out on names when asked.
It is all good. So Tiffany, tell us where I can find you online.
So TiffanyPattersonWrites.com, that is my website. Of course, most of my books are on Amazon. So under my name, Tiffany Patterson, I'm on Instagram at Tiffany Patterson Writes, the number one. And then I'm also on TikTok, Tiffany Patterson Writes, and I'm also on Facebook, author Tiffany Patterson.
Thank you, Tiffany, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.